Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. The call-in number is 516-531-9483. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to comment or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will allow you to come on the show and give those opinions or comments. That number again is 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is also brought to you by our sponsor, Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, whether you're buying or selling or know someone who's buying or selling their residential property, please give me a call at 678-549-0274. That's 678-549-0274. And let's make some money together, right? So, again, that's Frank Williams Realty. 678-549-0274, or you can send me an email, frankwilliams@kw.com. Again, so thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Now, there was so much feedback on yesterday about my show on yesterday. My show on yesterday was about the police officers that created some feedback about, excuse me, guys, and it created some feedback about the police that beat down the young man in Memphis. Now, again, I'm not a police hater, but I do wonder if the police are taught to target black men. I do wonder that. And at times I believe that. And I've never been a police officer. I've known police officers. It was a long time ago. And I've never known anyone, any of my police officer friends, that ever told me that they were taught to target black men. So my intentions were not to stink on the police. Okay? My intentions were to inform you of what happened and also ask the question of why. Why are black men targeted in America by the police? Okay? So that was my deal for the show on yesterday. Now, let's go into today's show. Today's show is entitled, "You ever had sex with someone and in your head you were thinking, this ain't it?" So I want to maybe discuss or have you guys call in and share maybe a time when having sex with someone and you thought, man, this ain't it, right? And the reason I do this, it was funny to me that someone posted this, and I grabbed it as a title to a show. Not only did I think that we could get some ratings or listeners from this, but also I think it's a valid thing that happens, or it's common thing that happens. I had a young lady to ask me about a relationship that she has with another guy of 15 years. They're not married. They're not engaged to be married. He's been married before. She's never been married before. She didn't want to get married to him because he's been married before. He didn't want to get married to her because he's been married before. He's gone down that road. Okay? What's the solution, Frank? Well, they have, found a place within their relationship where they can survive. And that place is that you know, within the 15 years, he's cheating on her, she's cheating on him. And now he gets phone calls while she is there with him, and he gets phone calls from another woman. And this other woman asks him to bring her lemonade and this type of stuff, calls him baby. And she knows this. And she feels some type of way about it. Because if she didn't, she wouldn't talk to me about that. Right? So to me, my thing to her is that they've been living together, and now he wants to, he's already moved some of his stuff out, but now he wants to maybe not see her anymore. He told her that he can't give her what she wants. And I'm like, he's telling you now. He wants out, and he wants you to head out and start doing your own thing. But she didn't want to do that. So I told her, I don't understand where you think this relationship is going to go. You don't want to get married to him because you want to be the first one in a guy's life to get married to. So he's been married before. So that's the end. He doesn't want to marry you because he's been down that road before and he doesn't want to go back. That's the end for him. I don't know if she's got someone now that she sees outside of him, outside of their relationship, but he does. Okay? So I think that's the way of him telling her, hey, I don't mind. You can go on. See other people. Right? See other people. And that's that. So that kind of leads me into the show where you ever had sex with someone and in your head you were thinking, this ain't it. Now, I'm not saying that's what's happening with those guys, but a man that has sexual relations with a woman, and that woman is good at sex, and he likes that woman, I don't think he'll walk away from her, right? And vice versa. With a woman that has that deals with a man that makes her feel the way she wants to feel and does the things that she wants, she won't walk away from him. She'll a lot of times think of him in certain situations. And the same thing with him. He'll think of her in certain situations. And, you know, maybe even when he's with someone else. But if you're sitting there and listening to the show and you're thinking that, man, I've been in that situation, then that's, you know, that's valid. I think a lot of people have been in that situation. Where they liked the person, wanted to get involved with the person, did get involved with the person, got intimate with that person, and once the intimacy started or got going, it wasn't what they thought it would be, and that's okay, but you found out. And it wasn't something that happened on your wedding night or on your honeymoon. It wasn't something that happened because you didn't you didn't want it to happen until you were married. That's a problem, right? And that's a huge problem. That's a huge problem. So as we get into that, you know, you have to protect yourself from a disappointing relationship, from a waste of time, all this, because when you think about it, your relationship probably won't last if the sex isn't what you want it to be. Either way, whether man or woman. And I'm just being honest and candid about it because it's true. Okay? People say you got to try the shoes on before you buy them. I believe in that. Okay? I don't believe I don't believe in not having sex before marriage. I don't believe in not living together before marriage. Those things are, number one and two, obstacles before marriage. And maybe not obstacles, but, you know, you think about it. Sex is an obstacle before marriage if she doesn't want to do it, or you know, if he doesn't want to do it. That's an obstacle you got to get over. And to wait until you're married before you have sex together, be intimate together, is a killer. Just my opinion. If you have one, you can call into the show and voice your opinion. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Press that number one on your keypad. So, and I think it's especially true for women. And it's probably more true for men. But with women, if you're not satisfying your significant other, then that significant other may seek other, you know, that significant other may seek other people for that satisfaction, right? So as far as being a woman or a man that doesn't believe in having sex before marriage, you know, I just think that's a huge problem. So and this could happen within that time, right? So so think of it this way. You're dating someone. I don't know how long you might date them before you guys get intimate or get into bed together. But think about it. If you do date someone, say y'all went out to dinner and, you know, or a movie or whatever, and got something to eat after the movie, and you know, you asked her if you want, you know, let's go back. I'll take you home. And then you ask her if she can come in. So she allows you to come in. Now you're thinking, hey, you know, this might be my night, right? My night. What I mean by my night is my night to find out if she's all that, right? She might look the part. She, you know, she does all the things right. She says all the right things. And nice girl. You really like her. Tam, when you y'all start to get intimate and get in bed together or whatever, and is probably an immediate thing. It's probably an immediate thing that you say, oh man, this ain't. she not the one. Or you turn it around and she's thinking the same thing that, oh man, you know, I thought he might have been better than this. You know, she may be able to kiss, he may be able to kiss, but you know, when you get in bed together, you know, he can't lay it down. Or she can't lay it down. And it's not, you know, get this, ladies and gentlemen. It's not that you can't lay it down. It's just that you don't know how to lay it down with her. Okay, that makes sense. You know, it's not that you can't. It's just that you don't know how to lay it down with her. Because, you know, it's okay, it's your first time being together. You don't know what she likes. She doesn't know what you like. You're throwing some bait out there. You're trying to get her to, you're trying to find out where her zone is, or what's her zone. You're trying to find out if you know, if you can go this far or not. She's doing the same thing. And it's funny about men and women is that men are usually the ones who are initiating. And what I mean by that, men are usually the ones who start to, you know, you know, you may start kissing each other and and you're thinking, you know, you're thinking, hey, you know, I'm going to try to unbutton the shirt, or I'm going to try to go under her shirt, or I'm going to try to, you know, unbuckle her pants, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? And you get there, she allows that. So now you know your ears stick up a little bit further, because she allowed you to, she didn't stop you from unbuckling her pants or opening a button on her shirt. She didn't stop you. So you think that, man, huh? Okay. Second base, let's go. And again, this men and women. And now you get to second base with her, and now, you know, things are getting a little heavy. You think you're ready, and she does the same thing. And then now you get to where okay, you guys are intimate. You're working, you're working your deal, and she may be one that doesn't really get into it, and she's just kind of laying there. And that's a problem. You're thinking, oh man, nah, she not, you know, she not what I thought. She not being there. She not working. She not doing what I need her to do. And then you flip on the other, you flip to the other side, and she's thinking the same thing in her head. This dude working hard, but I'm not really feeling it. You know, I'm not really feeling the situation and what's going on. And again, it's not that you can't. It's not that you can't lay it down. It's just that you don't know what it is that makes her get to where she wants to go. Y'all with me? And that's a problem. Right? That's a problem. So, you know, the man and the woman thinks this way. or has that thought in her head or his head that, oh man, this ain't this ain't what I thought it would be. Okay? And then now you're at the point where you and her are at the point where, you know, how can I get out of this? How can I get out of here and get to my car and go home? Okay? And that's a problem in a relationship. You don't like her intimacy and she doesn't like your intimacy. You know, either or. Right? That's a problem. That's not going to work. And that's why I did a show one time about women telling men what they want. It's no different in gifts that you might get a woman, or it's no different in, you know, sex that you might give a woman. A woman needs to let that man know what she wants. Okay? Let him know. Let him know what you want. It's the same way with a gift. If you want a birthday gift or a Christmas gift from your man, tell him what you want. Okay, you say, Frank, now that takes the surprise out of it. Yeah. Okay, that takes the surprise out of it, but you're getting what you want. Right? Nine and a half times out of ten, if you don't tell him, he's not going to give you what you want. So why not be specific in what you say and tell him what you want? Now, he may not get it or he may not want to get it, but, hey, it is what it is. Why not do that in intimacy? If your man or your woman not doing what you like or what you want, why wouldn't you let them know? Or better yet, when are you going to let them know? When are you going to let that woman know that she's not cutting it? She's not doing what you want. Or when are you going to let that man know that he's not cutting it, he's not doing what you want? Again, when a young lady told me about her relationship of 15 years with a guy, and she hadn't, you know, they lived together. But, you know, within that 15-year relationship, he's gone outside the relationship with someone else. And she's gone outside the relationship with someone else. But she likes his company. She likes his company, but she wants to be married. But he doesn't want to get married because he's been married before and he doesn't want to go down that road again. She doesn't want to, and she doesn't want to marry him because he's been married before and she wants to be the first one lady that he has for marriage. He wants to be the first. She wants to be the first that woman that married the man. Y'all with me? So I'm like, well, you want a man that's never been married, right? Why are you wasted 15 years with this guy? Well, we've developed a kind of bond within the 15 years. But now he's saying that he wants to get out of the relationship because he can't give her what she wants. She needs to go on and find someone who can give her what she wants. And she didn't want to do that because she didn't want to live by herself while she's doing that. I said, well, that's a problem. And he's already moved some of his stuff out. And he's got his woman, his other woman, that's calling him, you know, and saying things and calling him baby and all this. Told her. He said that to you about you going and finding someone else that can give you what you want. He's telling you. Go ahead, let's cut this thing off. He's allowing you to hear his conversations with this other woman because he's telling you. I'm ready to get out of this. She didn't want to live by herself, but she's worried about him leaving her. So that's kind of on that same wavelength. Now, if this guy was great in bed, and she did not think that this ain't it, right? She didn't think that this ain't it with this guy. Because I know she hadn't been thinking that because it's gone on this long. But at the same time, she stepped outside of the relationship. But the person that she stepped out of the side of the relationship obviously was not it as well. Because the person that she stepped outside the relationship with, if he was giving her what she want intimately, she would have already put this guy out and threw rocks at him and told him to get out of her yard. But obviously, that's not the case. But it seems like he wants to be with this other woman. So, man. Give him his walking papers. Let him go. Do that. Let him go. He wants to go. That's what he's telling you. He wants to go. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. There are many people up on the show. I know you guys just kind of maybe don't want to talk about this subject. But I'm sure that, you know, if you've had sexual encounters with men or women, I'm not saying that you being with a man, men being with men, women being with women. I'm not saying that. That's a whole different thing right there. I'm saying men and women that are in these situations where, you know, they, because when you, a man, all I can speak from is kind of a man's point of view. When a man sees a woman that he thinks, you know, might be a good fit for him, then he's after her to find out that's going to be a good fit for him. Same with her. She sees a man or dates a man. A woman not gonna give you the time of day if she doesn't like you from the start. Okay. I've seen women who have, you know, this guy is after them and they say, Frank, ask her if you know. Ask her if I can talk to her, or ask her if I can talk to her after this, or after that, or whatever. Frank, ask her, dude. And you know, and I might do it. I might say, Fred likes you, you know. And she'll say, I don't like men like that. He wears pants all hanging down. He doesn't, that ain't going to work. So she'll kick him to the curb right then. She won't even give him a chance. Right? Fred may be the best thing she ever had before as far as intimacy. She may be the best thing she ever had before, but she doesn't even want to find out. But if she sees it, if it's somebody that she likes, or she liked the way he looks and all that, and she want to find out if he's it, right? And then when it happens and she finds out that this ain't it, it's going to be a problem. And sometimes men, and I'll say men and women, sometimes men and women, you know, get together with someone and they're like, man, she put it down last night, or he put it down last night, but she doesn't feel the same way. And she or he will continue to call and ask and call and ask and call and ask. When are we going out again? Call and ask. When are we going out again? Call and ask. When are we going out again? And it doesn't happen. Well, I'm going to a cookout at my sister's house this weekend, so I can't, you know, we can't get together. Well, I'll go to the cookout with you. I'll take you to the cookout. No. I'm going to go. My mom is going to be there and all, and. So he ain't it, right? And the same thing happens on the men's side. You know, they may have been with a woman and she thought that he put it down, but she's calling, texting every 15 minutes, trying to find out what you're doing, if you're going to come by tonight, all this stuff. But it wasn't like that for him. And he'll give you all the excuses in the world.
Well, I gotta pick my cousin up from the airport tonight, so I won't be able to see you.
And again, some of these women doesn't know how to take that. They just overlook it and continue to call and text and all this. When he's already trying to tell you that he doesn't want to take this any further. But sometimes men and women have these blinders on, and they can't hear it, they can't hear it, and they can't see it. That he or she doesn't want to be with you. And again, guys, that's a problem. Okay? And then think about, like I said earlier in the show, think about a fiancés. And you engage to a woman who says that she doesn't believe in sex before marriage. Or you got a man that says he doesn't believe in sex before marriage. They're out there. And then on the night of a marriage or the honeymoon, now it comes to crunch time, and you guys are in bed together or wherever together, and you're like, oh man, this ain't it. I done screwed up. And now you got to go through all this stuff, and you got to figure out how to get out of this marriage. Or, you know, you may start to cheat on her, or she may start to cheat on him, and things just fall out of place. So I'm not saying that, you know, people should forget about that and do whatever they need to do before marriage. But I'm just saying, I think it's best, you know, living with someone and being able to be intimate with them before marriage
them the top
two things right there that can bust everything apart. Okay? Bust everything apart.
I'm at the end of my show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to have a big one for you tomorrow. Again, so I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Take care of yourselves. Hope you guys have a great day. Hope you guys have a great week, a great weekend, and everything goes well for you. Hey, take care, guys. Love y'all.
He owned a couple acres, a couple fake visas, cause he never got his papers. Gave up on love, fucking with them heartbreakers. But he was getting money with the movers and the shakers. He was mixed with a couple things, bore like a couple rings. Bricks in a condo and grams to sing sing. Left arm, baby mother tatted. 5-year bid up north when they ratted. Anyway, I felt them, helped them, put them on lock, seat belt them. Took them out to Belgium, welcome. Bitches is pretty, that's seldom. This box better than the box he was held in.